This is the Urban Political,
the podcast on urban theory, research, and activism.
Welcome to Laura Roth from Barcelona. Thanks for joining us, Laura. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself first to get the conversation started, what you do and your role in lots of the things we'll go on to talk about during the interview?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to have this conversation. I've been, in the last few years, I've been in contact with municipalism in different ways, both as an activist and also as a researcher. I've always worked around democracy. I come from political philosophy, but I've been interested in citizen participation in particular, and I've been working on mainly on the relationship between municipalism, local democracy, and also feminism in the last few years. And then as an activist, I've been a member of Barcelona en Comú since 2015, since we won the first elections in Barcelona. And there, I've done lots of things, but mainly I spent some time in the international committee, trying to build a global network of municipalist organizations. We organized the Fearless Cities Conference in Barcelona in 2017, and we've been doing lots of different things. And also, I've been part of a really nice project with some platforms of the Fearless Cities movement. About the project was about the feminization of politics and municipalism, and looking at how our platforms were addressing the issue of how to become more feminist organizations. I would say that's mainly the description.
Fantastic. We mentioned it already, this term, the new, you mentioned municipalism at least. How would you define it? Can you tell us a little bit about its development? It's often, most often related to emerging from Barcelona or from Spain. Could you give us your take on this concept and a little bit of an outline of how we got to where we are today?
Well, I can tell you my personal experience of how I got into municipalism. I guess of course there's a long history to the theory and practice of municipalism in many parts of the world, but here in Barcelona, it was a more practical need to engage with municipalism. To make a long story short, I'd say, of course, it's a complex story, but I'll make it simple. After the 15M movement happened in 2011, to the Indignados movement, or Occupy, as it was named in other places, there was this hypothesis that our democracy wasn't working well, and we were not happy with simply voting every 4 years. So many people were disappointed at that point, and for a few years, it seemed that nothing would come out of there. But then in 2014, a group of people here in Barcelona decided to do something about it. There were many discussions about whether to go into institutional politics or not, and how, in order to make some of those hypotheses of the 15M movement more practical. Of course, there were local social movements and also national ones, Spain and in particular Catalonia and Barcelona are very active in that regard. But for the first time, there was a conclusion that there were some things that couldn't be done from outside local institutions. So the decision was to go into the institutions to run for elections. And this happened also in other places in Spain. Then we found out that some similar things were happening in other places, quite interestingly in places like, I don't know, Poland or Serbia, or even in some places in the UK, there were different kinds of similar experiments happening simultaneously. Most people probably know the story. In 2015, we won the elections, and we got into the local government. Something similar happened in many cities in Spain, which is interesting because most of the big cities it is quite interesting because in many cities in Spain, these new citizen platforms got to govern the cities suddenly, and this was quite a surprise for the system. So that's how it became a practice. Then for many people, we started to connect these more practical events with a more theoretical discussion about whether municipalism was a good strategy or not, what it meant, and of course these discussions are open. These are ongoing discussions, and I would say that nowadays, to me, municipalism means, very generally speaking, trying to build power from the local level, build political power. And that means, as one of the sub-strategies, let's say, try winning the local government, but that it's not the only piece in this picture. So this also speaks about what municipalism is, and to us at least, it's and I think for many people in many places, it means trying to understand that there should be a different relationship between the local government and social movements and civil society and ordinary citizens, and this new relationship should promote this idea of building power from the bottom up. And it might sound quite obvious, but this political strategy you can draw a contrast between municipalism and other kinds of more traditional practices or strategies focused on winning elections at the national or state level, depending on the place, which is how the left has usually addressed these issues. And there's also an interesting element here. It's not only about where you want to build power, but also an interesting relationship between theory and practice. I believe that for the left, usually theory comes first, like a diagnosis of what the problem is and what needs to be done, and then the implementation. In the case of municipalism, for many people, it's the opposite. It's a practice and what's possible, what points, which direction we should go. And then the theory is built adjusting practice and ideals, or practice and in this direction constantly. I would say, that's like, and then there's of course many other elements in municipalism, but I would say that's like the broad description. And in the case of Barcelona as well, we were very influenced by the idea of trying to change what was possible and not embarking in big projects that were not going to lead anywhere. So winning the city was easy compared to trying winning the state, or in the case of Catalonia, the Catalan government. So the idea was to do something where we knew we could actually win something, where we could achieve real victories. And this is important because it was a way of also trying to break this circle of disappointment, inactivity and towards politics that was quite spread amongst within the Barcelona, the society in Barcelona, but also in Catalonia and in other places. So it was also a response to a specific political context of disaffection and disappointment towards politics, and it proved very powerful.
Thanks. Just picking up on one or two things you mentioned there. I thought it was fascinating. You said in municipalism, it tends to be more led by practice than theory. In the search, you said you kind of searched for theory. There was some kind of search for theory that was ongoing. Where have people been looking? What kind of schools of thought are shaping this? How would we describe it in terms of leftist traditions, in terms of particular writers? What's happening there on that intellectual level?
Well, it maybe because Barcelona is, I can talk about more about what happened here. It has a long history of anarchism and libertarian thought, and also municipalism. Here, it's not about, probably not about specific authors, but more about how these theories were actually part of the, I don't know, of the common sense. And there, of course, there was. I mean, it's hard to calibrate which are authors or who had more influence. I guess if I had to choose one name, I would say Murray Bookchin was one of the biggest. Especially this idea that municipalism is not only about local politics, but not only about implementing a leftist agenda just locally, but more about how you change the way politics is understood and organized when you start organizing from below and building this through democratic means. I'm not saying that the practice of municipalism, at least not in the Spanish state, it doesn't aim to mirror Murray Bookchin's theory or anything like that, but still it's an inspiration. Actually, there's great differences between the practices and that theory. But again, I would say it's not as if we read first and we did afterwards. And also people who are studying municipalism here, we feel that it's quite the opposite. We are looking at the practices and then finding out who can make sense of all of this. And in many cases, it's hard to find that. So actually, I have the feeling that this is a moment where there's actually a lot of production of theory, quite slowly and not in a very organized way about municipalism, but it's connected to that fact I was mentioning before, that there's a specific kind of relationship between practice and theory, and the methodology is more like constantly looking at the practice and seeing what's working, what's not, and then searching for answers to take the next step, but not necessarily finding like a broad theory that could make sense of what's being done. That's more like how I feel the situation is right now.
It's probably a good time to talk about your own work on or around municipalism. I know you, or I met you first at the RGS's Royal Geography Society conference in London in the summer, and you were talking about democracy, participation. Would you like to say a little bit more about that? I mean, it sounds like you're one of the people trying to produce knowledge, reflecting on these practices at the moment. So if you could just say a little bit about that work.
So I've been actually engaging in a few discussions. One of them is the one about what municipalism means and which models we have. And this is a really exciting discussion of this for people who like this type of reasoning. Probably not for most people. But I feel it's really interesting because it seems that the word has become, like, municipalism seems to be the new black now. Everybody's talking about it. And here in Spain, for instance, even the right and even traditional parties are talking about municipalism, which is, okay, so it's the same that happens with other kinds of ideas, like, I don't know, democracy, feminism. Everyone says, I'm a feminist now, even right-wing people. But I think it's great news because it's becoming mainstream. But then, of course, the word is used in different senses. Some people refer to municipalism simply as the lowest level of government in a state. Other people talk about it in terms of local self-government, and there's international organizations, networks of cities, who talk about municipalism simply as giving more power to cities and towns, and not to states. And then they don't say anything about how this local power can be exercised, for instance. And then there's, I don't know, there's this whole other discussion about smart cities and why cities are important in the current global world and in global markets and things like that. Many people also talk about municipalism in that sense. And it's also different from what municipalism is talking about, if we can call it new municipalism. I don't know if that's a nice word. So that's one of the interesting discussions. And I've been trying to think about what are the characteristics of this new municipalism and how it is different from other kinds of municipalism or other discourses about municipalism, and there's also others. But this is one of the discussions. Another one is one of the things that I'm most interested in is what's the relationship between municipalism and democracy, and how, well, this idea that I was mentioning before, this idea that Murray Bookchin defended, that municipalism is not about implementing policies locally, but about changing local politics in order to become a source of power for people. And yeah, and I've been working on the relationship and the practices of democracy in municipalism, especially in Spanish cities and especially in Barcelona, and also the problems of trying to conquer local institutions and at the same time conquering them and using them, and at the same time trying to change them, and this generates lots of tensions, and they are really difficult to deal with. So the situation, for instance, in many Spanish cities and towns was that new citizens platforms got into government, and the urgent need was to implement leftist policies, because in especially in those cases that were governed by right-wing parties like Valencia or Madrid, for instance. And then this other part of municipalism connected to changing institutions and making them more democratic was delayed because there were more important matters. And I don't know, I've been working on how these tensions work and how and what's happening in practice with these cases. And then the other issue that I'm interested in is in, of course, they are all connected, right? But the relationship between this idea of changing the way politics is done in municipalism and feminism. Like what feminism has to say about changing politics and how municipalism serves that agenda or not. Because it seems, so one of the main hypotheses is that by working locally where people actually live, it's much easier, although it's not necessarily happening, but it's much easier to change the way we do politics, because there's more space for care, for collective decision making, for building power together, for collective leadership, for I don't know, many other elements that feminism says that are important in order to attack, like to go to the real roots of our problems that are patriarchy and capitalism. And as long as we don't change how we exercise power, it's difficult to really change our society. I think one of the aims, of course, then in practice, this is hard to implement, as I was explaining. But I would say that one of the ideas is to get into the institutions, understand them, and try changing them in order to make them more open to ordinary people, and also to change the relationship between institutions and social movements and civil society organizations. So, for instance, in municipalism, one of the stars in the agenda is this idea of the commons, right? Trying to change the way resources and are understood and managed and so on, and who owns them. I guess this is part of the story, but also I don't know, I think it has many dimensions. For instance, one of the things that it is interesting in the case of Barcelona and also in many other cities is that also the political discourses are changing, the styles are changing. It's I mean, there's many, many differences that we could stress, but for instance, this idea that power is held by people who are infallible and strong and don't show emotions and things like that, instead of power being something that can be exercised by anyone, and also changing the idea that anyone could, I don't know, become a mayor or a city councillor or other kinds of positions. It might not go to like the material sources of power, but it also the way we understand and perceive politics and authorities and people with power also helps building power or the opposite. So I would say, yeah, that's another thing. And another connected element, I would say, is understanding that power is something that is built collectively and not by concrete people, and that it is how we recognize each other that generates power. It's the kinds of relationships that we build with each other that generate power, instead of being something that someone can impose on others or use on others because of some reason, like the resources or the position or the characteristics. This of course is deeply related to feminism and how feminism understands power, but I think probably because these two, let's say, movements have been happening and developing together, municipalism and feminism, in the last few years has been gaining a lot of strength. Maybe because they are happening together, they are also feeding each other, maybe also unconsciously. But I think, both share this idea that, I would say, that power can come from building other types of relationships between people and not from imposing force on others.
I think it would be, you mentioned how important to this whole project of municipalism it was to get into power, to actually achieve things, for the left to actually be doing things rather than being out of power and just being indignant and complaining. Could you just, what's the state of play now, after a few years of on Camus, and there's been setbacks in other Spanish cities? How would you describe the current context? What's been achieved, what hasn't been achieved, and how would you like, or how do you envisage things moving forward in the Spanish context?
Well, actually, we're going through quite difficult moment. I feel the situation right now in the Spanish state, in different places, is, of course, Barcelona is different because Barcelona en Comú is governing the city again after the last municipal elections in May 2019. But and in most other cities, municipalist platforms lost. So it's different. But in every case, I would say, so one of the biggest challenges has been first, the one that we were talking about before, right? This tension between changing the institutions and implementing policies. Because it's also more perverse than what I just described, because in many cases, the fact that you cannot change the institutions makes it impossible to implement certain kinds of policies. Because of the resistances that come from within the institution and the logics and also the different lobbies and local powers that have the capacity to influence local politics and implementation of a leftist agenda. So I don't know. I don't think anyone has a solution for that. But yeah, so that I would say that has been one of the challenges. And the other one has been the relationship between municipalist platforms and political parties, bigger political parties, state level political parties that are allies on many occasions, but that also work under different logics. And in many cases, the negotiations between these local platforms and those parties have generated a loss of power for municipalist platforms. In many cases, the fact that these platforms have supported candidates in other levels or have become part of bigger political parties has affected their autonomy and their capacity to have their own discourse, their own way of doing things. So I feel these are like the two main issues at this point.
Now, moving on to some of the other work you've been doing, Laura, you've been very involved in setting up this new online platform on municipalism, Minim Municipalism. Could you tell us a bit more about that, its background, who's involved, what its purposes are?
Minim, we like to call it a municipalist observatory, although I don't know exactly if it fits. There's many possible ideas of what an observatory could be, but we are a group of people from different countries. It's quite diverse. There's journalists, scholars, activists. Some people are public officials even, and from like geographically also quite diverse. There's people. Well, most of us are from Europe, but there's people from Argentina, from the US, and also from Eastern Europe. And of course, as I said, so Spain is probably more overrepresented, but the idea was to build a resource for municipalist organizations, but also for scholars, journalists, and people from social movements interested in, I don't know, maybe not running for elections, but following more municipalist strategies and also trying doing politics in the way municipalism tries to do politics. And in practice, so we set up this website, minimmunicipalism.org, where people can find a database of municipalist content of different sorts. Most of them are journalistic pieces, but there's also papers and other kinds of resources. Hopefully in the future we'll be adding also videos and other kinds of stuff. And the idea is to gather all the information that is out there about municipalism. It's quite spread and scattered, and we want to, like, I don't know, organize it and offer a tool for people to, I don't know, just to make people's lives easier when they want to approach municipalism and to, like, I don't know, be able to search for certain topics and stuff. And we are also publishing an online magazine. There's an article coming out every 2 weeks, always about municipalism, and people who are writing these articles come from different parts of the world. And we just launched 1 month ago, so it's quite new and it's still developing. The idea is in the future also to be able to produce like more in-depth content, probably not academic in the traditional sense, but in-depth reports about certain topics connected to municipalism, of course. And the kind of content that we are focusing on, not only on the magazine but also on the database, is trying to cover the different lines of work of municipalism. I would say both the part of local policies and the organizational practices, like how to do politics and not only what. And then also we're also covering municipalist theory to some extent. But again, as I said, it's a collective, and we are shaping the process while we are while we are implementing it. So we don't really know where it will go. But the idea is to help people sharing what they are doing, and also get to know what others are doing. We're also translating content from different languages into English. We have the plan to translate also from English to other languages and things like that.
Laura, thank you so much. It's been really fascinating chatting to you.
Oh, thank you for having this conversation.
Thanks to you for listening.
For more information, visit our website urbanpolitical.podigy.io.
Please subscribe and follow us on Twitter.